Sadie, say a dance on me. Moshe, Sadie. turn in early from a training conference in Washington to surprise my wife. Much to my surprise, she was in bed with her college boyfriend. I just shut the door, never went back.
Sorry to hear about this, man.
It was mostly my fault. I was always on the road at some emergency. Should have been home paying attention to her. Now I stay at my parents' Beacon Hill condo when I'm not on a job site. Don't they feel bad for me? You know, I was supposed to be a partner in my daddy's law firm, but it just didn't work out. And now, I'm on the road most of the time.
Doesn't sound like much of a lie, if you ask me.
It's not. But it's what I do. How about some of the other regulars around here?
What, you write a book here? Let me see.
Tell me their survival stories just to get it off their chests. I can't shut them off with some form questions on an application. They don't need to tell their stories. What is it that makes some people overcome tragedy and others to be overwhelmed by? Take Angie, for example.
Oh, Miss Raging Cajun, too damn stubborn to give up. Angie, the late husband and I, we were like brothers. Before he went off to Iraq, he asked me to take care of her if something would happen to him.
She's a strong woman. She seems to have more than her share of troubles.
I think I know the reason why you're so curious about Angie.
What's that?
Well, I seen you peeking at her when she ain't looking, and I tell you what, I seen her looking your way when you don't know.
Really?
I swear you Yankees are numb from the neck up. I did not graduate high school, but I know what chemistry is.
Hey, folks, we're gonna play the last waltz, Sweet Cajun Girl. We want to see everybody on the dance floor.
Okay. You go up there and you ask that girl to dance. Come on. Mosey on up to the bar and ask the girl to dance.
Yeah. Howdy, Mark. Can I have another dance with my dance teacher?
Okay, Buckaroo, but I don't have on the field workbook, so I guess I'll take my chances. Say.
How do you do this Cajun rolls?
It's one, two, step together. That's it. Then you move around the dance floor, carefully to the right. You have to hold your partner a little closer.
Yeah. saying is, you know it's been going on 3 years.
So 3 years you haven't been with another man?
Excuse me? How is that any of your business?
You know, come to think of it, we all saw you dancing with that Yankee fella. We gave him a big smooch. You know, he's kind of cute. A little nerdy, but I tell you what, most women would let him put his shoes under their van. How about you?
I can't believe you're saying this.
Come on. I see the way you look at him. It's all over your face. I mean, do you love him or not?
I've only known him for 2 months. But I do think about him a lot. All I know is I feel good whenever he's around.
And child, if that don't sound like love, I don't know what does.
I know my family loves him. Plays football with the twins whenever he comes by. Took us to see the LSU Tigers in Baton Rouge last week. Even mine had a good time. Taking us to a restaurant on Bourbon Street for Thanksgiving.
Sounds serious.
I don't know. Don't want my kids to get too attached. Don't want the names in their lives.
Are you sure you're not the one who's afraid of getting hurt?
Let's face it. Who wants a woman like me anyways?
What do you mean?
Who wants a widow with 2 kids, no money, no home, and no job? And besides, he's a proper Bostonian. Me? I'm just a damn old country gal. It just don't make no sense. I'll send you a check for the counseling session.
Don't bother, honey. I only take cash.
Hey, Joel Pete. Come here. What is this idea that you are leaving us?
Oh, yeah. I'm heading to El Paso. Happy Christmas.
How about the trip we're going to do in the middle of the desert?
I'm going to try and patch things up with my girlfriend. Might get a job on her brother's dude ranch.
Yeah. Well, we sure want to miss you.
You know I'll be back to visit. Probably be back in a few weeks if it don't work out.
So, what this I hear about looters breaking into gold rush store in a neighborhood walk-through car?
Yeah, we scared the shit out of them. We smeared rotten hamburger all over them, and we told them we was going to take them out to the bayou and feed them to the alligators. Bon appetit to the gators and such.
Yeah, they cupped up the names of the bosses mighty soon after that. So he left them in the storage bin tonight to light them a little bit, and brought them to the New Orleans police the next morning.
Well, they'd probably be better off with the gators.
Yeah, speaking of Kirk, we gotta get ready for the meeting later. Worthington's bringing his buddy the shots. You know, it is amazing how some people see tragedy as just an opportunity for self-profit. Those two are nothing but a couple of snakes.
Your reptile's a bad name.
I reckon the Johnson's not too happy about the class action suit against the oil company. You know, speaking of lawsuits, we ought to sue the Army Corps of Engineers for those broken down levees, too.
I'll trade you that.
Those levees collapse like an accordion.
Barriers on the Boston Expressway were built that.
And we ought to sue the government for abandoning us.
I'll trade you that.
And let's sue the Army Corps of Engineers for building the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet.
I'll drink to that, too.
And we'll sue the council for letting them do it.
I'll drink to that.
No, you would drink your pigeon shit on your chair.
An additional 5% and an entire street participate in our program.
Is this what you call your bona fide offer?
We have convinced our board of directors to offer you this generous proposal.
That's 60% of the assessed value?
That is correct.
After all the fees, closing and handling costs, demolition riders, and other assessments, that's really more like 40%. Isn't that right?
Those are your estimates, not ours.
Can you explain why there have been 256 complaints filed with the Florida Attorney General's office against Gulf Coast since your company's inception?
I have heard nothing of these allegations, but I can assure you that we have helped thousands of clients over the years, and we are a long-standing, well-respected member of the Miami Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Mr. Worthington, as president of the Bayou Boat Association, I can tell you that I have talked with the members of the association, and we'd like to take some time to think about your offer.
Well, I wouldn't wait too long. We've made several proposals to several communities in the greater New Orleans area, and our board has to make its decision by the end of December. And I'm going to remind you, Ms. Fontenot, of the finder's fee that we discussed previously.
Yes, I will be sure to make it a point to contact you before your deadline.
Good. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And now before we leave, I'm sure Councilor LaChance has a few words to say to you. Councilor LaChance.
Folks, those of you who know I'm a man of few words. I like all the stuff you see talk about taking a building company away. Let's see. Oil company. Stone. The oil side of the oil company is an accident. I'd like you all to remember. Now, the oil company is providing you with plenty of services.
Another one taxpayer.
It wasn't the oil company's fault that the stone destroyed the oil tank. The hurricane popped it up like a beer can. It's what we call an act of God. Even so, the oil company offered to provide every property owner with a respectable check and show of good faith. Now, what do you expect?
No.
I reckon you all know that the oil company is the biggest employer and taxpayer in the parish. So, if we let them all get all riled up, they could just hike it all, haul it out of the town. I mean, you don't want that now, do you? What do you say to that?
I'd say it's corrupt politicians like you that let all the oil companies drill all the pipelines and canals they want.
I'd say
your days of pushing people around are over.
I've been public servants for this community for 25 years, and I don't deserve to be disrespected like that from an outsider. If it wasn't for me, this place would still be a swamp.
You voted to ruin our wildlife destroyer, or wildlife. You destroyed our trees and marshes, our buffers against the wind. You put a lot in danger, that's what I said.
Who the hell asked you, boy?
You don't care about any of this or any of us, you just care about the money.
Slow down, old timer. You want to blame Katrina on me personally? Pour yourself another drink before you price out under the table.
I wonder how much oil company money has been passed under the table to you over the years.
What? You accusing me of being on the take?
You bet your ass I am.
Talk about lawsuits. I can have you sued for libel, this smart ass.
For one thing, maybe in court your dirty laundry will get aired.
You know, maybe we could look into your illegal campaign contract. contributions?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Look at your oil company stock holdings, match them up against your voting record?
Yeah.
You should look into those invoices and work orders you signed against the federal grant for levy maintenance. Where are those non-existing companies now? Where did all that money go?
Lies! Nothing but lies!
Oh, yeah? When I run against you for parish council, people are going to find out the truth.
You on the parish council? Go back to the fields where you belong! Oh,
LaShawn's of Gulf Coast.
Starting next week, we're going to start recruiting people for our baby cold recruiting group. The church is up to supply tools and supplies, and we're going to start putting up windows to keep out the roots before we start putting up the walls. So please see me before y'all leave.
Okay, now for some other big news. Sandy and I have rescheduled our wedding for Memorial Day weekend. And you are all invited to the reception that's going to happen right here at Roadhouse. We don't got much money for, you know, food or drink, but I tell you what, with a potluck dinner and a jam band, it's going to be one hell of a weekend party.
All right.
Messages.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you're happy. And other times you just shut me off, push me away. It's like I don't exist. You keep going on like this. You're driving me crazy.
And what do you think you're doing to me right now?
Depends on you.
On me?
spent most of my adult life living out of a suitcase. Before you, no one. And I mean no one. I don't care whether I came or went. And you came along. Poured beer on my head. Made fun of my dancing. Yourself a chance to. Thank you.
bad for New Orleans on the same day.
You know, I swear y'all folks use any excuse to throw a party.
No, let's not forget about my bachelor party the week after Mardi Gras. We got Miss Vaughn Miron coming to strut their stump.
Well, no, I still got blue pins in my bag.
Oh. So, Howie, what about this job in Washington?
You, keep a secret?
I'm a bartender.
Yes. There was no job. I just made that up to see how many of you would react.
You devil, you.
I'm not sure what it is about New Orleans. It seeps into your soul. Go back home, finally, never will I roam. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street, home for the Mardi Gras.
I think you got yourself a bona fide Cajun Yankee.
Hey, folks, it's last call. And how about you people in the back there? You've been sitting on your butts all evening. Come on, get out of your seats for the last dance. This is a squeeze box.
Yeah. All right.